Okay, good morning. Shavuot Tov. Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel. Let's get quickly the bottom of Kuf Bet. We saw a machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. We got two psukim. Lo tochal bas nefesh im ha basar and basar batzadeh trefa lo tochelu. We learned the pasuk plenty times before. The first pasuk, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so the first pasuk is a issur of every minachai. Lo tochal and basar basar tefalu is for basar minachai, but not every minachai, basar minachai and basar from a treifa. Reish Lakish says no. Actually, the first pasuk lo tochal basar ima basar is every minachai and basar minachai, and the second pasuk basar basar tefalu tochelu is only for basar treifa. So now the question now is, if you would eat a basar minachai and a basar minatreifa, contra Yochanan, we have a one love because it's the same pasuk. Kodrash Lakish we have on two levels because two psukim. What happens? The Gemara asks a question over here. Achal ever minachai, ubasar minatreifa. So ever minachai, according to Rabbi Yochanan, comes from lo tochal nefeshim basar, and basar minatreifa comes from the second pasuk. According to Rabbi Reish Lakish as well, ever minachai comes from the first pasuk, and basar minatreifa comes from the second pasuk. There is no machlok. They both agree. They both from different psukim. And therefore, the Gemara says, the divrei hakol chayev shtayim. Okay? Up until now, we've got enough. I think that's enough information to carry on. So we see over there that both of them agree that on every minachai and basar minatreifa, you'd be chayev too. So now the Gemara says like this. Braminu, we've got a kasher of brayta. Now we start kuf gimel. Achal ever minachai minatreifa. So now we confuse it a little bit. Now, not only do we eat every minachai and basar treifa, but every minachai is from the treifa. Okay? It's not two separate animals. The same animal, but an every minachai from a treifa. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayav shtayim, which makes sense. So we can understand it. You're over on every minachai and over on treifa. But Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar eino chayav ela achat. It's the only chayav ones. So why suddenly does Rabbi Lakish now say that every minachai and treifa are not two lavim and you only chayev once? That's the Gemara's one question.
Animal.
Huh?
One animal,
but it's two isurim. You over on every minachai and you over on treifa. You can have one animal. You can have three lavim on one animal. You could have, let's say that for you, we'll sit down, the group will bring an example. If you ate chaylev, every minachai and treifa, or if you ate dam, it could be over on four lavim and for one animal. But the fact that it's one animal shouldn't necessarily mean. I mean, obviously you're right, but I'm saying it shouldn't necessarily mean that. There's a question here, right? So that's a good most luck. See Rashi there. Achal every minachai mina treifa. Look at Rashi. Behema treifa michayim. V'achal b'men every b'chayea. Okay, so it was a treif animal, and you ate every minachai from it. So the Rashi says, yeah, El Resh Lakish. Okay, so the Gemara says, Bishlom Rabbi Yochanan Nicha. We can live with Rabbi Yochanan pretty clearly because we've got two psukim, two lavim. El Rabbi Shimon Lakish Kashia. Rabbi Shimon Lakish is Kashia. Look at Rashi there. Why is it Kashia? Daha afil the D day. Because even according to Resh Lakish, Mitrei Krai Nafka. He learns the Isurim from two separate psukim. Velichayev Tartin, therefore we should be Chayev too. Okay? So I'm Rav Yosef, lo kashya. This is not a kashya. Kan bebehema achat, kan b'shtei behemot. When Reish Lakish says that, look at Rashi, the every minachai, mizo basar trefa mizo. Reish Lakish would say that they're two lavim if it's from two animals, like Ellen wanted to say. From one animal, you only chai of one. The fact that there's two psukim would be, if you ate every minachai from this animal, and from this animal, you chai above. Every minachai from one trefa, you chai of only one. Either every minachai or trefa. Now, obviously, you can understand what's the question that's behind the, in our minds, yeah? Isur, chal, al isur. Right? Does the isur of every minachai chal on isur treifa, or vice versa, isur treifa chal every minachai, depending which comes first? We discussed yesterday the ka'ate hadeh bahadadeh. We'll see it actually comes up almost, we spoke about it, it comes up in the Gemara. That seems to be the line of the Gemara, by the way. So, our discussion yesterday was mamash, almost, we'll see. Almost, not with the Bechor, but almost, but the concept. Okay. So, that's what he says. That's what's happening in the back of our minds. That is this isur chal al isur. So Yosef says no problem. One b'shtei behemot, one behemah, one with two behemot. B'shtei behemot. When it's two behemot, michayev shtayim. Then Reish Lakish will be michayev shtayim. Right? Look at Rashi. B'shtei behemot, every min ha'chai mizo, b'asat ha'mizo, chayav shtayim, af agav de b'chad ha'achilu, b'chad ha'tra ha'achil. Even though goes, he ate it in one shot, and with one ha'tra'a. Why? Dehei trei lave ikets. Two laving from two different animals. When it's from b'behema, achat, says Rashi. Treifet she'achal yumena, every min ha'chai. There's a premium question. We'll see the machloket over there. So now, Rabbi Yosef says, lo kashya, kan b'behema achat, kan b'shtei behemot.
Right? What? Shtei behemot, it should be four.
When it's two behemot,
okay,
yeah, but he says you only when it's one behemot, you only chayv once. So once two behemot should be chayv twice, a four time you be chayv twice. You chayv on the one.
Yeah, but you started with the two.
That was Rabbi Yochanan Resh. Lucky says you only chayv once over here. It says here the Gemara says Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan Amar chayv shtayim, Rabbi Shimon Lakish Omer Enu chayv ela achat. And now we're discussing Resh Lakish now. It's going to Resh Lakish you only chayv once when it's one animal. If it's two animals, every minachai from this one, and a treifa, not every minachai from this one. Every from this one, treifa from this one, you chayv twice. Every from this one, and treifa from this one.
It was the previous case.
It was the previous case, we said, we chayv ben dran. Right? Dran. So it says, so it's now, Rabbi Yosef is a kashya. Kam hem achkam shtei, but b'shtei behemot, mechayv shtei. There Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, don't argue. There they agree. Both of them agree. Two animals, chayv twice. But behema achat, pligi. There's a machloket. When it comes to one animal, this is the machloket. Rabbi Yochanan says you chayev two, and Resh Lakish says you only chayev once. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Bebehema achat, bemai pligi." What is the machloket when it comes to one animal? We look at Rashi says, "Yeah, amai patur v'hat trei laveninu." Why? What's the machloket? The question is, why does Resh Lakish patur you from the second set of malkut? It's two lavin, the two pesukim in the Torah. Should get marked for each passage in the Torah. So it comes along, Abaya gives an answer. Amar Abaya, kevan shenitrafa im yitziat ruba. Now we know that an animal, when an animal born, or berosho or rubo, right? If its head is born, if its head comes out of the womb, it's born. Or rubo, or not the head necessarily, but most of its body, right? So it's born. So what happens, yes, Abaya? We're talking about a specific case that with Yetziat Rubo, it was Nitrafa. Something caused it to become Taref. So, in other words, it could have been more than likely a kosher, like a cow, gave birth to the calf, and in the process of birthing, it became a Trefa. Maybe its cow got crashed or whatever the case was, right? Whatever.
The Ubar.
Or maybe the Ima even. Maybe the Ima. I mean, what about the Ubar. What?
If it died,
it became a treifa, became a nevela.
A nevela,
okay. Right? So now, well, we talk about the behema. When did the behema become a treifa? When it was born. It has to be. You'll see why. It can't be the mother. If it's the mother, we don't care if it's the mother, then what's the rubo applied to the mother? If the baby was a rubo, doesn't affect the mother. So we're talking about the thing was born. That's Pashut, right? Okay. Rabbi, I could go to the Fahim Yitziat Ruba. Look at Rashi there. Beholada Nitrafa. See that? When it was born, it became a Trefa.
Yeah.
And now it's grown up to be a healthy mother, but it's a mother who's a Trefa, right? Man Savar, we saw this yesterday. Man Savar Behema Bechayeha Le'ivarim Omedet. Right? So what's going on? Remember, we discussed this yesterday. We said, what does it mean Le'ivarim Omedet? We said there are two ways you can look at an animal. You can look at an animal as if it's a collection of lots of Evarim, and just they all happen to be stuck together, but really there's lots of Evarim there. Or, and when you eat that animal, you're eating lots of Evarim. Or you can say, no, until you shech the animal, until you actually rip an Ever off, isn't called an Ever. Because there's an Ever while it's on the animal, only Ever when it's off the animal. If it's on the, it's a compilation of Evarim, then anytime you eat trefas, you're eating an Ever. Or only when you rip the ever off do you go into the greater of ever minachai because this is Zavia. Mar savar behema bechayeya le'evarim omedet. Look at Rashi. U'b'sha'a shenolda, and when it was born already, chala le'ashem isur ever ve'isur treifa. These two isurim, bahadei adadei ka'atu. They came into effect together. We saw already, we spoke to customers yesterday, When we spoke the other day on Thursday with the issue of Isru Chalal Isur, we saw a couple of exceptions. We saw, for example, Rabbi Huda, who says, Ain Isru Chalal Isur would agree that it was Isru Chamur from B'nai Noach, it would chal. We also saw that Isurim that came into creation at the same time, they aren't called Chal Echad La Sheni because they existed together. Yeah. Chal means that one was around beforehand. So if the Isru of Trefa, as it's being born, it comes into being. And while it's being born, the Isru Ibn Achai also comes into being. These things happen at the same time. There's no Isru Chalal Isru. So therefore, we'll say that the Isurim can both take place, and therefore there'll be two sets of Lavim. Right? That would be Rabbi Yochanan. So, Mansar Bahem Chaim Rabbi Mabwenet. The Isur Treif, the Isur Ever Bahadeh Adade Kaatu. Umar Savar and Resh Lakish will say, no. Isn't around. We don't look at an animal as a set of evarim. Only when you rip off the ever. So therefore, the ever, the issue of treifa exists as they was born, and the issue of ever hadn't yet existed until you ripped the ever off. So that would be a case of ever chal al issue treifa. And there we would say ein issue chal al issur velo ati issur ever chayil al issue treifa. Okay. Clear? So that's the one way of explaining why the Rabbi Yochanan says two Averot, two Lavim, and Resh Lakish is only one love, because Rabbi Yochanan says that they happen together, and Resh Lakish says no, the Isur of Ever only took place when you ripped the Ever off, and there was already an Isur of Treifa, and therefore we haven't got Isur of Ever Chal al Isur of Treifa. Clear? Treifa. Right. And there wasn't yet the Isur of Ever. Okay. V'yibayit Eima, another way you could answer it is, that even here, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan will say that it's love for everybody. We don't consider the animal as if it is sitting there, a bunch of evarim. Look at Rashi. In this case, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the issue of the treifa was there before the issue of the ever. So how come Rabbi Yochanan says you still chayv twice? Now it's a question of Rabbi Yochanan, right? Ubemiti isur ever mechil isur treifa kufik. And here's what machloket. Do we bring, miti from the word might, maybe, right? Do we bring the isur of ever and mechel and put it onto the isur of treifa? Which, can we have isur chalal isur here? That's the machloket between the two of them. Mar savar, right? Ati isur ever chayil isur treifa. So Rabbi Yochanan, who said you chayiv two, will say, no problem. In this case, the issue of Ever will be an issue that will chal on the issue of Treifa. Right? Umar Savar lo ati issue cha Ever chal issue Treifa. Simple then. Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Resh Lakish says no. You have to understand, why does Rabbi Yochanan say yes? Right? Now look, why? You can all think now. We've got a pretty good reason. We learned this yesterday. Why? Because it is from B'nai Noach and therefore it is Chamur. Right? Remember that? We discussed it yesterday. Look at Rashi. Why? Shechein isuro noheg b'nei noach umar savar lo chayil. So Yochanan says, no problem. This is not a case of normal case. This is one of the exceptions of Isur Chalal Isur because it goes back to Noach. And it's Chamur, as Rashi explained on Daf Kuf Tzadik Tet, was it? Or Kuf, right? We saw that Rashi on Kuf. Rashi says that because it was from B'nei Noach, it's Chamur. Right? That's option number two. V'yibayit Eim, the third option, even Rabbi Yochanan, Resh Lakish agrees that it's Le'erim Omedet, that we do look at animals as a compilation of Evarim, and therefore the Isur of Ever already exists the moment it's born. Right? You see Rashi there? The Isur Ever Kadim, and therefore the Isur Ever was already there before it became a Treifa, because the Treifa only happened as it came out of the womb, Berubel. Because in the mother's womb was still kosher. You could eat called the behemah. It was a kosher animal there. You could eat it while it was in the womb. Only when it leaves the womb does now suddenly have a problem and now become a treifa. So and the issue of ever was already in the womb. So it was kadim. Right? Kagon. Ukagon shenitrefa la'achar mikan. And it became later, became treifa later on. Right? So now the ubimiti issue treifa. Chaya Isur Ever Kemiflegay. Now, and we understood why we could bring the Isur Ever on Treifa, because Ever was Chamur. But now, why can we have a case where Rabbi Yochanan would say that Isur Treifa could chal on Isur Ever?
Because it didn't happen on the same time.
On the contrary, that's a problem for us. if it happens at the same time, we understand why they go together. When they don't happen at the same time, we've got issue, we've got a problem. We say as a rule, ein isur chalal isur. So when the issue that came first was the issue of treifa, we can say that issue of ever is so chamur, because it was from Bnei Noach, it could apply on another issue. But if issue of ever came first, why do we even have a hava meaning that issue of treifa can chal on issue of ever? That's a question, right? So this is over here.
Say that question again.
When we got issue treifa, we understand that we can have issue of ever chal on issue treifa because we can say that issue ever is a chamur issue. But if issue ever already existed, what is the ground for saying issue treifa can now chal on issue ever? And that's what we're discussing at the moment. Could we be saying that? The third opinion now, we see that everybody agrees with Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish that an animal is a compilation of its evarim. Therefore, that means that the issue ever was there the moment the animal was born. It only became a treifa later on. So the issue of ever was a pre-existing issue. So on what grounds can we allow the issue of treifa to chal on that issue? There's no grounds for issue of treifa to chal. Issur ever was a very chamur issur, but issur treif is not a chamur issur like ever. It doesn't apply to goyim. So why? So that's the ukagon shlev achamad. And now uvemiti issur treif achal issur ever kamiflegay. What's the svar over here? This is a machloket. Does issur treif achal issur ever or not? Mar savar ati v'chayil, umar savar lo ati v'chayil. Bottom line, is that, look at Rashi here. Rabbi Yochanan savar. Isur chal al isur, pashut, va'ati isur treifa, v'chayil al isur ever. Okay, every nachay. V'esh laki savar, ein isur treifa chal al behema, ad she tishachet, the isur mitle tali v'kai, says the isur there is existing, and depend, v'chipaka isur chiyut. As soon as the animal dies, at isur treifa v'chayil. So the issue of treifa doesn't exist until we actually shecht it, and now it's a treifa, and now it comes, and that won't be chayil on issue ever min achayil, which is existing. But bottom line, we see from here that Rabbi Yochanan isn't so troubled by issue chal al issue like we understood previously. Okay, Rava Amar. So that was Abaya. So that was Abaya's three ways of trying to understand this machloket. Rava's got his own answer. Rava says like this. Rava Amar. Kagon, we're discussing over here why Rabbi Yochanan says that you chayev twice for ever and for treifa, and Rashi says you only chayev once. You once in the malkot, right? That was it. So that's the discussion here. Okay, Rava gives another answer. Rava Amar kagon she talashu ben ever betreifa tarfavo. Rava says what's going on over here? You ripped off the limb, and then you made it into a treifa. Okay, so look at Rashi here. You cut it from the ankle up. Remember, it was cut from the ankle below. Doesn't make it a treifa. Right. Here's the way we cut later on. Rabbi Yochanan Saba mitchila lav l'avrim omedet. So yeah, we go back to that over here. Rashi says Rabbi Yochanan says there's a rule the evarim lav omedet, and therefore there isn't an issue ever until you actually rip the ever off. Ukashechatchan, and as you ripped it off, chalush nehen. You see, David katu v'hade hadade katu. As you ripped off the ever, you now created the issur ever, and you made it into a treifa at the same time. So they happened at the same time. So isn't a case of issur chal issur. So according to Abaya, we concluded that Rabbi Yochanan says no problem, issur chal issur. According to Rava, he wouldn't say issur chal issur. Why is this an issur? Because they happened at the same time. When things happen at the same time, it's not one on the other. One on the other only applies when there's a pre-existing issur and a new issur comes into being. But as you ripped off the limb, you created the issue of Ibn Chai, because the issue only exists when you rip it off. And as you ripped it off, you made it into a treifa. So the treifa and every candidate were born at the same time. That's Rava's answer.
There's one punishment there.
Rabbi Yochanan says two.
No, but in this particular case.
There's two, always two. No, no. But our question is, Rabbi Yochanan always says.
Because here you've got a situation that the one action caused the other one.
On the contrary. They happened at the same time. None of them caused each other. Each one caused their own. There's the issue of every minachai.
The ripping of the limb caused the treifa.
What do you mean caused?
There's a different situation.
Well, what's a different situation? What do you mean?
Because up to now we've been discussing two separate actions.
Let's say you never ate the ever. Let's say you never ate the limb. Have you got a treifa in front of you?
Yeah.
Yes. It's not because you ripped off the limb. Ripping off the limb is what causes treifa. Eating a ripped off limb is issur ever min achai. When did it ever been a chai Israel come into being? We're saying that we oscillating between, do we say that Evarim or Medet b'chayeh, or do we say Lav or Medet b'chayeh? How do we look at an animal? Look at an animal and say that there's Israel ever been a chai when the ever is on the animal, or do we say it only becomes Israel ever been a chai when the ever is off the animal? So according to this over here, where we're talking about Rava says that we are saying like this. Kagon she talash when ever v'tarfabo. Now, Mar Sabar, the one who says you chayev two isurim, says behema b'chayeya lav l'evarim eina omedet. Right? It's a treif b'haradali ka'atu. We've got a problem because if you're saying the one caused the other, so you're saying the one was in existence before the other came into existence. We say no. They existed at the same. As I ripped off the ever, two things happened.
Yeah.
I've now suddenly got isur ever in front of me. This now becomes asur to eat as ever min achai. And the animal's a treifa. And they happen at exactly the same time. So now can be chayv on two isurim. Where if you drip off the, if the animal is not, is concerned, if the animal is a bunch of evarim, then the isur of evarim achai existed before it became a treifa. Then when I ripped it off, it was already isur before I ripped it off. Now it became a treifa. The treifa comes later on. With me? Yeah, was that clear, everybody?
Yeah.
More or less? Yeah. Hey? One more time, should we go through it again? Let's go through one more time. Just very important. Of course. Every minachai, you only asur every minachai when you eat the every minachai. If you're ripping off the animal's limb, I suppose you asur other things. It's probably not the best thing to do. I'm not encouraged to go ripping off people's animal's limbs. But you aren't asur on every minachai. Isur minachai is lotochal. That's the passage that we brought. The passage we brought over here, there was a makor for Rabbi Yochanan. He said, lo tochal nefesh ima basar. And there Rabbi Yochanan said, every minachai. Rosh Lakish learned Ibn Achai and Basar Min Achai. It's Lo Tochal, issue of Achila. But the question is, when does the issue of Ibn Min Achai kick in? Is the animal born, and already we say that it's a bunch of Avarim, and therefore we're looking at the animal, it's got a leg, two legs, and two forelegs, and ears, and head, and tail, and it's all Ibn Min Achai, and therefore any time you eat it, you eat Ibn Min Achai, even if you didn't rip the ever off, or do we say, no, Ibn Min Achai is only when you rip the ever off, and now there's an ever there. Suddenly, if you eat that, you're over an ever minachai. If you ate it on the animal, you'll be over an ever minachai. Over an basa minachai. Right? So the question is, what comes first? If the animal's born, and we look at the animal as if it's a bunch of evarim, there's already an issue on that fire over there to be eaten, even before it's ripped off. And now the question is, that was a pre-existing issue, and now we say, as a rule, ein issue chalal issue. So now, you've got ever minachai exists. Now it became a treifa. The treifa came after every minachai really existed when it was born. Or do we say no? Every minachai only becomes an asru when you actually rip it off and you can identify the standalone ever. So now if it was a treifa during birth, the treifa isur preceded the every minachai isur. Or we could have a case where they come into being together. Where we rip off the limb, we rip it off in such a way that the animal becomes a treifa. So now we've got isur treifa and isur lim at the same time. That's our case over here. That's just case over here. So now, umar savar lo aticha, rava amar kegon shetarash vimena ever v'tarfa bo. Mar savar behaymi b'chayeya lav le'evarim, le'evarim eina omedet. And isur treifa behayda dalikatu. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, there's two isurim. Umar savar behaymi b'chayeya le'evarim omedet. And Rosh Lakish says, no, the Yisro Ever already existed. Velo ati Yisro Treifa Chayil a Yisro Ever. And that's why you only Chayil once, okay? I think we've beaten this animal to death now. Rabbi Yochanan says, even over here, Rabbi Yochanan will say that they Bahadade Hadade Ka'atu. So therefore, it's not Chalal Yisro. As opposed to previous, according to Abaya, we conclude Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalal Yisro. Exactly, okay. Okay. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Now we got a new case. Achal chaylev min achai min atreifa. Now we got an interesting one. So you ate chaylev min achai min atreifa. Okay. So now it's not every min achai. It's basar min achai. Chayev shtayim. Rabbi Yochanan says you eat two. So Amar Rav Ami v'lev mar shalosh. Isn't it three? Right? Rav Mashi says, yeah. Let's go again. You ate chaylev min hachai mina treifa. So you rip that chaydev out of the animal, right? And it's chai. And it's treifa. Right? So there should be three things. It goes chaylev. Basa mina chai is isur on its own. Chaylev is a separate isur. And treifa. Right? Three. Yeah, why? What are the klati isurei? Ever, it's lifted, right? V'chaylev, v'treifa. Ein lo ke'ele shtayim. We'll see just now which is the one that you patter on. Just give me an English translation there, please, when it says there, achal chaylev min achay min ha'treifa.
Ate chaylev that was detached from a living animal that was a treifa.
Okay, so whatever minachaya basically, or basra minachaya, right? Basra minachaya minachaya would be that issue. And you got and a chaylev and a treifa, right?
So it wasn't saying the actual pulling it out made a treif.
We haven't got there yet.
We
just treif, at the moment, we'll treif a court. At the moment, that might be your answer. Maybe that's why. That's why that is too. That Rashi says, later on we'll see which is the one we patru from. If it was as simple as that, I'd be happy. Just carry on. Shalosh. He says, why should it be three? Shani Omer Shalosh. He says, I've got a limud. The Rabbi Yochanan says three. And it Marnami, we've got a Moraim. I'm Rabbi Abai, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chaylev min achay, min atreifa, chayev shalosh. So that's Ami's pretty convinced here that this limud here is wrong. That Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan has got it wrong. The Gemara says, "B'maika mifligay." What's the machloket? Why he says three and he says two? He says, "Kagon shnitrafay mitziat ruba." We're talking about a case over here where it became a treifa during birth, right? Saman da amar shalosh. The one who says you chayv three. Why is it you chayv three? Kesavar behema bechayeya al every momedet. So number one, we see the issue of every minachai was a pre-existing issue. The issue chaylev the issue ever. Visur treifa bahadadeh hadadeh katu. What happens? All three kick in at the same time. As it was born, it was isur treifa. As it was born, it became an animal. Now it was asur to eat the chaylev, and it was asur to eat the ever. Remember, when it was in its mother's womb, you could eat the chaylev, you could eat the ever. Remember, because it was a ben pkua, right? And we got that pasuk that says kol bevehema. Call bivhema, whatever's in the animal you can eat, which includes the chaylev, includes the gira, nash, everything. So when does it become isur? Only as it gets born. So as it gets born, the isur ever, isur chaylev, isur treifa. Right, okay, let's go. Oman da amar shtayim. So now the other side of the machloket, there was the Rabbi Chia bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he say two? Kesavar behema bechaylev lemim omedet. Vishu chaylev, vishu treifa ika, isu ever lo ati chayil. So what does he say over here? Evarim lav omer, in other words, the isu of ever is not a pre-existing isu. Doesn't kick in as it's born. Kicks only when you rip the ever off. So they've got two isurim that are pre-existing, ever and treifa. And therefore we don't say chayil isur ever, sorry, isu chaylev, isu and treifa are the two pre-existing ones. And if we don't say chayil isur treifa on the isur of chaylev and ever, right, the way around, ever doesn't chayil on treifa and chaylev. Sorry, that's right. So that was the first way of explaining it. Ibait ema the kula ubehema bechayav lav and everyone made it. We can say no. Everybody agrees. Both sides of the machloket that. If there isn't a pre-existing isur, so what's a havam in a wahak? Where do we find a third isur? Ubemite isur ever, and this issue of whether we can bring the isur of ever v'chayil a isur chaylev v'isur treifa kamifligay. Do we say that we can bring the isur of ever? Everyone agrees that isur ever law is not a pre-existing isur. So now, can we say isur ever is chayil on the two existing isurim of the treifa and the chaylev? Mar savar ati chayil. So yeah, the one who says Rabbi Yochanan says three would say he's got no problem, and he says no problem, bring it. Look at Rashi. Kesavar isur chal al isur. If we go back to Abaya, he was at the court of Rabbi Yochanan. We have no problem saying isur chal al isur. Umar savar lo ati chayil. In other words, we'd say that Rabbi Yochanan would say, no, you don't have isur chal al isur. Clear? Clear, clear, clear. Okay. Ibad, I'm on a third possibility of answering this question. Every minute. In other words, yes, isur b'minachai exists at birth. So then how come we only got two isurim here and not three isurim? According to the one side of the machloket. He says, ukegon shenitref al achar mikan, it became asur, a treifa later on, not during birth. Ubemiti isur treifa, mechil a isur ever kemiflegei. Do we bring a treifa and say that at a later stage it can fall on isur of treifa? Mar savar ati chayil. Right, one side who says there are three Yisurim say no problem, it can chai, we can have Yisur chai, Yisur, why? Midi dehave achelev, since it was the chelev already existed, the Amar Mar, a Torah Amra, yavo Yisur nevela, yachul al Yisur chelev, yavo Yisur treifa, yachul Yisur chelev. So he says no problem here whatsoever, because there's already Yisur of chelev, and the Torah tells us that Yisur nevela falls on Yisur chelev. And therefore, if the Isur Nevela Kvod Isur Chelev, we can also bring Treifa and Fon Isur Chelev. Idach, and the other side of the book is only two. A Chelev would the Chayev. He says on Chelev, the Isur can be Chal, the Chayev, the Hutar Michlalo. What's going on over here? We add a new subject quick. Then we've got this before. Hutar Michlalo, Chelev. Chelev, but then Chazor over here, before we end the period. Chelev is irrelevant to what? Only to a domestic animal, remember? And with the chaya, the chaylev is mutar. So that's the concept, hutar michlalo. There is an exception. In other words, chaylev is not asur across the board. So therefore, chaylev is a lesser type of isur, so to speak. It's got exemptions. And therefore, on the, that's why he says over here, he says, a chaylev hu de chayev. We can bring another isur onto the chaylev. Because chaylev sometimes is mutas, sometimes isn't mutas. Therefore, sometimes it's not an isur chal al isur. Because in some cases it isn't isur chaylev. So therefore, it's not an isur chal on isur. Because there's nothing for it to chal on. So therefore, in causing a wild animal, you wouldn't have isur of something else chal on isur chaylev. Therefore, we can ignore chaylev and say isur can fall on chaylev even when there is a chaylev. Sorry. Of course, there's a chaylev in a chayev. Just it isn't asur.
But it's not chaylev.
Well, it's chaylev and not asur. The issue of chaylev, the exact same piece of chaylev that would be asur in the animal is not asur in the chaya. The jayra katuv. So therefore, that's what he says. Hutra michal look at Rashi here. It's a chaya. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom is over here. No, we haven't got Rabbeinu Gershom there. I think it's in the previous amud. Look at Rashi. The chaylev hutar. Look at Rabbeinu Gershom. The last Rabbeinu Gershom there on amud aleph. It says the chaylev hutar michlalo klomar etzel chaya. So he calls it a chaylev, but it's mutar b'chaya. Therefore, there's place to say that this issue is not issue chalal issue. It's just a new issue. It's not chalal anything, right?
So you actually get punished twice.
So no,
for a situation that's less chalal.
You get punished in a chaya. No, we're saying in an animal which would work because chaylev is exempt in a chaya. Therefore,
right.
we don't look at it. We consider it exempt even in an animal. An animal's got a chaylev, but we allow the third issue to chal.
That's right, that's what I'm saying. So you, in theory, you could get punished in the
three times.
Because it's a situation that's less common.
Because chaya exists, yeah, exactly. Not in the chaya in animal. Okay, maybe if you call it less common, what should it be? Okay. Ever de lo hutar michlalolo, but it wouldn't fall on every minachai. So therefore, we can't have this, there would be isur, chalal isur, therefore he would say it wouldn't happen. So that's how we come to explain that. According to some opinions, we say we have three, because some opinions we have two. Okay. Kiata Rav Dimi. But Rav Dimi Rav Yisrael, what did he say? Amar. He said like this. Bai bin Rabbi Shimon Bet Lakhish Rabbi Yochanan. He says that, new sugina. He says that Rabbi Shlakhish also Rabbi Yochanan a question. Chilkomi bachutz, mahu. What does it mean chilkomi bachutz? Look at Rashi here. You had this piece of treifa, every minachai, sorry. And we learned that according to Rav, every minachai is only chai if you ate a kazayit. Remember? So we learned that yesterday. He said like this. Chilkomi bachutz, the kezayit er min achai, nechlak l'shnayim kodem sheyitnenu l'toch piv. V'achal zeh levado v'achal chetziyo hasheni. He had er min achai, which is exactly a kezayit. And before he put it in his mouth, he chopped it into two pieces. And now he ate one half, And then he ate the second half. Is he chayev now for eating a kazayit of Erev Min HaChai? Or do you have to have eaten it in one kazayit?
We don't have
this concept of one, you know, kazayit is mistaref. It's a shiur in a certain period of time.
Okay, but
you can't eat half a kazayit now and half a kazayit tomorrow and be chayev in a kazayit.
That's what he says.
Right, so he says his question over here is, so he's not talking about time here. Look at Rashi here. Mahu, right? Mahu. Mi mitstarfei lechiyuvei kechol shar isurim dekamen mitstarfei shiurayu lechatzim betoch kedei achidat pras. Okay, do we say like all other isurim that during achidat pras, right, in a very, very small amount of time, you ate them both, like all other foods. Right? Or Dilma, maybe no. Maybe with regards to Giranat, there's a separate halacha. Right? Kevan de Chidushu, it's a Chidush that you offer on this Erev Min HaChai. Who the ha Gidin va'atzamot al melomi chayv alayu. Because normally, when you eat a Gidin or bones, right, you on chayev, v'hachem chayev. Here you chayev, even we saw Kedrabi Nachman. Remember, it was Rav Nachman, right? The other day, we said Kedrabi Nachman. He said there, was Rav Nachman, yeah. On Kuf Bet, I'm at the bottom. It says, Tipuk Lei Da'achal Kazayit, I'm Rav Nachman. B'mashu Basar Gidin V'atzamot. He has a big chidush. Here, Erev Min HaChai, even if you, the bones and the sinew add up to form a kazayit. Yeah, because in Erev Min HaChai, we got this chidush, says Rashi. Right, v'chi achil leib, but achat mi chayev. Only if you ate it in one fell swoop, a kazayit you chayev. The stam achil leib, but achat mashma, v'al lechatzin lo. Maybe not. Maybe it's a chidush of yain Erev Min HaChai. Erev Min HaChai is a separate issue, and you have to have one fell swoop of a kazayit. If you ate it in halves, you wouldn't. But now the question was, if you chopped it up before you put it in your mouth, right? Amalei patur, and he says to him, anachinami be patur. Okay, so he says aviyah like Rashi explains, the chidush leib be patur. Now, the next question he says to him, what if you had it in your mouth already and with your teeth you took a bite and you cut it into half a kazayit each, you swallowed it one half and then you swallowed a second half. We're going to bring a Gershom here quickly for that mibifnim. So it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, about 600 to bring a Gershom. Mibifnim chayev, klomar, hichnis ashir hashalem etoch piv, like I said, you put in your mouth hole, v'chilko befiv lechatzinu bal'o, afal pichen. Okay, so he said, now what's the question there? Amarei chayev. They make them you chayev. Why you chayev? Right? Mivnim, he said, okay, we'll see this in a second. Ki atah rabin, that was when Rav Dimi came to Eretz Yisrael. Ki atah rabin, when rabin came to Eretz Yisrael, right? Ki atah rabin amar, so rabin has a different version of this Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lucky story. He says like this, chilko mi bachutz patur. Right, there we agree. But mibifnim, he says, it's a little bit different. So it wasn't a question that Rav Shlakish asked Rav Yochanan a question. He said, what happens outside? And he said, you patru. What inside? He said, you chayev. He says, no. He says, aloha is across the board. If you did the chilk, you split it up outside, you patru. Mibifnim, if you put it in your mouth and you swallow it and you bit it in half and you swallowed it separately, it's a machloket. Rav Yochanan says, chayev. Rav Shlakish amar patur. Separate altogether. So the machloket between Rabin and Rav Dimi. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chai, Rabbi Yochanan said Yuchai, why does Rabbi Yochanan say Yuchai if you split it inside your mouth? Harei nehene grono bechazayit. Because your throat, right, had hana'a, your taste buds, got benefit from a kazayit, even though you only swallowed half a kazayit at a time. Right? Rash Lakish Amar Patur. He says, you patur, why? Achille b'me'av ba'inan v'leika. What's achille? Achille doesn't put something in your mouth. Achille is swallowing it into your innards. When your intestines get it, then that's called achila. And yeah, you only had one half at a time because the chilush. Okay. Look at Rabbi Gershom here very quickly. What?
You've got no witnesses inside your mouth.
People watched you. You were sitting there, people watched you. They saw you,
chewing,
taking a piece of Erev Min HaChai, which was a kazai, because they had measured beforehand and they warned you. You swallow this, you're going to be chayiv malkot. And you said, I don't care. And they saw you go. And they see you sticking the one time in your mouth there, or you swallow the other one, and there are two guys that are holding your mouth and watching you swallow. Okay. Obviously, that's what happened, David, right?
You're in a dentist office.
Exactly, the dental chair, right? With ray, with what do you call it? Surround radiography, right? And an ultrasound, watching it go down your stomach. We're talking about honest people here, right? Okay, let me stop there. All right. So now, B'gurma Gazayin, B'shlach Rav Patru, Achil B'mai B'avim, Ela. So we're going to wait a second. Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Heikhim Yishkachat Adam Echad. See, this is the case. If Rav Lakish needs you to swallow a whole Gazayit, how could you ever be Chayiv? People chew up food, eat it a little bit of a time, and swallow pieces. You don't stick a whole Gazayit in your mouth and swallow it. Right? So how could you ever be Chayiv? Look at Rashi there. Heikhi Mishkachat Adam Echad. The Gazayit, I efshar lil'os achila. And swallow it all together. That's a question. I'm Rav Kahana. But grumita zeirta. What are we talking about? A grumita, look at Rashi, a grumita zeirta. Zeir is small. It is quite chaya in the Vayikra, right? Now the aleph of Vayikra is small. It's called the aleph zeira. In this, today's aliyah, right? Is the aleph zeira. Right? So yeah, it's a grumita zeirta. You've got a little zeirta. Etzem katan, it's a small bone. She'al kaf hayerech on the thigh bone. She'yesh bo mashu basar v'gid ve'etzem. It's very little, and it's got together with it enough meat, some sinew, and some bone. Mashlimo lekazayit ve'el adam lo aso ela bol'o. And Rashi tells us that this type of meat, this little piece over here, people don't chew; they swallow it whole.
They put it into a Nutribullet.
Whatever, right? So that's clearly what the Rabbi Elazar Amar. Okay, that's it over there. Okay. So now we've got, that was that answer there. Now, when we had the first, we had Kirat Rav Dimi. He said there was a question between Rabbi Shimon and Reish Lakish. When it came Rabbi, he said that Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Cholek on Bifnim. Now Rabbi Elazar says a third opinion on that case. Amar, Afilu Chil Komi Bachutz. Even if you did it outside, Nami Chayev. He says different to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you split it up outside, you patur. In both examples, Rav Dimi and Rabin, right? Rabbi Elazar says no. Even chelkom mechutz yuchayev. If you did it outside, you chayev. Why? He says mechusar kriva lav kemechusar maase dami. What's he saying? If you look at Rashi, she nitrachaku ze mi ze maat. The very fact that they aren't together doesn't mean it's not the same maaseh. Look at Rashi. Mechusar maaseh nami shloachal elechatzi zayit. Right? Even though he ate it there, but if you look at the Mishnah Shas got a bit of a change over there on that thing. It says mechusar maaseh. It says nami kami. He said not nami. He said mechusar maaseh kami shloachal elechatzi zayit. So he says, is lav mechusar maaseh dami. It's not like one who ate only chatzi kazayit. With the fact that you ate half and ate half, which he doesn't accept this idea that with every minachai there's a chidush, and therefore all the other dinim of the toch kedei pras don't apply. And he would say, no problem. Even with every minachai, toch kedei pras, right? That's how I understand it. Okay, I'm Rishu min lakish. Kazayit she'amru. Right, Reish Lakish said that when we said that there's this yovar and a chazayit, you have to eat in a chazayit chutz mishel ben hashinayim, other than the amount that got stuck in your teeth. Now we know whenever you eat something, always a bit of food gets stuck in your teeth, right? So if you had only a pure measured off chazayit, you wouldn't be chayv for chazayit, because some would be in your teeth. It has to be slightly bigger than chazayit that you swallowed a chazayit. Right, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af im Bein Hashinayim. Rabbi says no, even with the amounts that are inside your teeth are all included. Amar Papa's like it's Beshel Bein Hashinayim. The Kul Amelo Pligi Beshel with the amount in your teeth, nobody argues. He says not the machloket here. That's the wrong machloket. Ki Pligi Bein Hachanichayim. What the machloket is basically your chanichayim, your cheeks, and Rashi widens it a bit. Hamidabek bechekko in your beak, it's stuck to your palate. She grono nehenebo, because you're enjoying the taste buds, your throat's enjoying it. Umeav lo nehenu, but you're not actually swallowing it. Right? So he says over there that we need that to be the machloket over here. Right? Marsavar hare nehenu grono because I tomorrow achidu b'maav ba'inan. So one of the machloket will say you actually have to just tasting is good enough, and Reish Lakish will say no, you have to swallow. So I'm Rabbi Asi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Achal chatzi zayit vehekio. You ate half a kazayit and then you vomited it up. Okay? V'chazar v'achal chatzi zayit acher chayev. And then you ate another half a kazayit and you chayev. So what are we seeing over here? That you ate half a kazayit and you ate another half a kazayit. It doesn't matter, it joins up to a kazayit, right? Look at Rashi over here. What? What?
Different, not the one you
did it on. Of course, the Gemara says, "Va'achal chatzi zayit acher." In another one, but the fact is, you still ate two half a kazeitim. Right? You ate two half a kazeitim. Right? You chayev. There's a long Rashi of.
My time.
Hold on one second, I'm trying to find this Rashi over here of Acher. I thought it was Rashi Chayev. He said, no, Rashi is Chayev. There we are, Rashi Chayev. Va'afal gav de lo ba b'ma'av zayit shalem lo b'vat achat v'lo b'ze achar ze. So he says, even though you haven't got a situation, you've never, ever, ever got a full kazayit in your stomach. Because before the second kazayit can come in, the first kazayit's gone out. So you've only got in your stomach at any given time, and we could understand if you had eaten half a kazayit and then half a kazayit, because now you've got sitting in your stomach a full kazayit. But yeah, you vomited out the one kazayit. Right? So that's what Rashi says, you're still chayev. So the Gemara, the question is, my timer. Why? So Gemara says, simple, why? Because your taste buds enjoyed the kazayit. Right. Now there's a long Rashi over here. I'm busy deciding whether we should actually do this Rashi or not. Let us care. By Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yassi. Rabbi Elazar asked Rabbi Yassi a question. Right? He said like this. Achal chatzi zayit vehikio v'chazar v'achlo mahu. Now it's the same kazayit. Hey? Your dog does that. It's called chewing the cud.
Yeah.
A lot of animals do that. That's what they do. They eat, regurgitate, eat it back again. That's what chewing the cud is. No.
Throw it up. Of course
it does. I think you do. I think they're chewing the cud is. Think of that. Throw it up. Okay, we'll check them afterwards. Maybe somebody knows you, but I'm pretty sure that they're
different stomachs.
No. That's camels. That's camels. They've got two or three stomachs. But I think that a cow, doesn't a cow swallow it up and then swallow it back down again?
It doesn't come out of the
mouth. Not out the mouth. Out from the stomach into the mouth. And then it chews it again, and then it swallows it again.
Yeah, but here
he's
talking about
the
mouth.
Not here, not necessarily. Here he's talking about vehikio. Okay, maybe, but I'm saying.
Okay, fine.
That's the same thing, right? Vehikio v'chazar v'achlo, he ate it again. I don't think it has to come out the mouth. I think as long as it comes out the stomach. I think. Mahu. So the Gemara says this is Rabbi Elazar, says Rav Asi. Right? So Mahu. So the Gemara says, Makim e'bayile. Well, what's the question over here? I have a ikul. I lo have a ikul. If the question is here, was it digested or wasn't it digested? So what's the difference if it's a chatzi kazayit? V'tibayle kazayit. You could have the same question with a kazayit. You ate the kazayit and you popped it out and you ate it again. Are you now over on two kazaitim? It's the same thing, right? There's no special chilush in the half and half. The same thing applies with kazayit to kazayit. Right, look at Rashi there. To buy like a zayit, when you chayvu b'shtei malkiyot, can chayv twice. Wild, right? Says in the Elei batar garono aslinan. So that's the question. Not is it digested or not? The question is, do we go after grono e batar me avaslinan? Do we go after the taste, the throat, and therefore here he ate it once, and it was gone in already. Look at Rashi. Elei batar aslinan. The pshitele de lav ikulu. Well, can we buy it? Obviously, it's not digested. Okay, and the question is what? Mi amirane nehene grono, or dilma hare lo nehenu me'av ele b'chatzi zayit. So he says, no, it makes a difference. Because when it was two, because when you ate it and it came out again and you swallowed it, it chewed it again, so your stomach's only getting one half a kazayit because it went in half, came out, the other half, your stomach's only getting half a kazayit. But your mouth, your throat actually benefited twice from two half a kazaitim. So we assume that there was a bit of taste left over the second time right? Okay?
I don't think you benefit the second time.
Well, no, benefit is a bit of taste. I don't know. You enjoyed it again, and therefore. So the Gemara is like this. Tip shot lay. The tip shot lay mid Rabbi Asi. Remember Rabbi Asi? I was Rabbi Asi. Achal chatzi zayit veikio. V'chazar v'achal chatzi zayit acher chayev. So why don't we just tipshot lehem Rabbi Yassi? So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Debatar grono, we go after the garon, should be pashut. So the Gemara said that Rav Asi gemara i'akar leh. Rav Asi actually forgot his Torah. So it wasn't that we were asking questions. This whole little discussion that took place wasn't really a question. It was like this. Rav Asi akar leh v'at Rabbi Elazar lid kure. And Rav Elazar came to remind him. Look at Rashi over here. Rav Asi gemara i'akar leh, klomar Rabbi Elazar, tarvayu pshitre. They were pashut. V'lod shachli shal kru. Maybe they asked me questions over here. So then we had over here the question by Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Asi, and he asked him all these questions. It wasn't ready for purpose. He knew the answers, right? Ela shamei Rabbi Asi sheshachach shmuato sheshamu shnehem Rabbi Yochanan. They had both learned from Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Elazar suddenly heard someone told him that Rabbi Asi's gone a little bit, losing his memory, and he came to help him. Sheafilu chazar va'achal oto chatzi kezayit atzmo chayev. And he learned the halacha only by another one, not the same one. Right? So, Alma have ikul atal idkur. If we came to remind you, no, we don't go after ikul. We go after grono. Right? Vishalo belashon baye mishum kfura. And he only asked him the question at a kavod. He knew the answer. Elele oto atzmo mahu. On that exact piece, if you swallowed it again, what would be the case? Klomar hizacher ma sheshamata al kach. That was the story. So now, according to the Gemara, v'achik amale lamachan nechatzik zalachin lehem amar v'dida de'ike l'shamim mane tartev shmina v'minei de'lo hava ikul v'shmina v'minei de'harei nehenu grubi chaz ishtik v'lo amelo midi. Right, so now he was concerned. He never knew how to answer the story of here, Rabbi Asi, because he forgot his Torah. Amalei mofet hador. He says, the mofet of the door. Look at Rashi, this is the mofet hador. Gadol hador, k'mo anshei mofet. We're talking about himself. You. Lo zimnin sagina amarta kam Rabbi Yochanan. More than one occasion, you said this block in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Va'amar lecha harei nehene grono bekezayit. It's the kezayit, the grono. Hadran lach gid anashe. Hadran lach gid anashe.